If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Chad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
6'8". So do you know what you are in feet, Huey?
Oh, I don't. I prefer not to divulge.
You haven't investigated it deliberately?
I'll be not divulging that.
Okay, that's a, like...
Nah, like 5'9".
5'9"?
And then what's that?
In this case, centimetres would be good to know, not to measure maybe, some people in metres and some in centimetres.
Maybe 173.
She's 203 centimetres, is Liz.
2 metres. Oh,
yeah.
Look, I think for me, and I've said this before, I like the idea of... Like, let's just use the word enormous woman.
Like a giant.
As in very tall.
Big, tall, strong
tall.
Girl.
Yeah, exactly. And not necessarily strong. I think I don't mind the idea of looking up. And I suppose like the protective vibe of like what a hug would give you. And it's very maternal, really.
Yeah. It would be nice to get spooned by someone that was 2.5 meters.
Totally.
I've been with girls taller than me.
You have?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It's
Are we getting a lighter in the podcast studio?
Now relax.
Yeah, what's the plan here?
Yeah, what just are you going to
This guy's going to light a fire.
What do you need in your pocket?
Well, what do you got out there, mate?
So I've just got it on my vape.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Fucking
hell. Oh, we 2 vapes. My goodness gracious.
Yeah. All right.
So you went out with a girl who...
Going out's a huge call.
Okay, but like...
Anyway. You spent some time together?
Yeah.
And how was it? Did you like how it felt?
It's pretty scary stuff.
Scary?
You know, you're like, yeah. No, it's all right. It's all right.
It is scary. I mean, even with a girl that's smaller than you, it's all scary. I can't imagine how it is.
I think it's cool.
You're not scared. I'm scared all the time.
I think it's nice.
You just saying that shows how scared you are.
Yeah. Like, I'm scared to even admit I'm scared.
You thinking it's not scary. Warning bells.
Man, well, it does mean that I'm either not privy to some of the stuff that's possible or, I'm in denial.
Half the time the light's off.
Really?
That's beginning to be scary.
Yeah, I'm scared of the dark alone.
So many bad things have happened in the dark.
So if the light's on, whole bundle of...
It's not as scary.
But then light's off, pretty scary.
Totally.
Mm. You got to deal with the darkness.
You can't see what you're working with.
I just feel like...
I don't mind. I don't need any more reminders of what I'm working with. Yeah, Liz would just she'd laugh me out.
Lights off, Liz.
We're talking about Liz Cambridge.
Yeah.
Cambridge.
Oh no,
I think it's Cambridge. Cambage. Oh, is that how it's Who I've always had a bit of a crush on. I'm a basketball fan. She's like probably the best basketball player. She's the best female basketball player in the world. I think of her as
definitely.
I think she's up there.
Definitely in Australia.
For me, be always Lauren Jackson.
I mean, I loved her as well.
Action Jackson, Lauren Jackson.
Cut from the same cloth, though.
She was also huge.
Huge.
As in, I don't know if she was...
I saw her on a plane recently.
Oh, right. Really?
Lauren. Huge.
Got to get extra leg room for that girl.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, I suppose that'd be good to see her on a plane because you've got something to compare it to.
Yeah.
Because it's all good to see the photos.
She was
but
the size of the plane.
You saw her out the window?
You're like, fucking hell, watch your head on the wing, dog.
Oh, my God. We've lost an engine. Can you get outside flat?
You've got liftoff? you pass her on the way up.
So have we discussed how we've come to Liz Cambage? Can we discuss this app, please?
Which I think
is disgraceful.
Well, it's exactly like being, I don't know, maybe is it a Seinfeld episode or some sort of 90s sitcom where they talk about the idea of there being like a door at the back of the gym, which leads to kind of a more secret gym. And then in that one, there's a door. And I think there is, like Raya, you're only allowed, like the dating app, you're only allowed in if you have been referred by someone who's in, presumably
you can apply and then they will value your clout as a way of
They just have a look at your Instagram, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Because it's based kind of like everything's linked to Instagram. I'm only on there for a bit of a laugh.
Sure, It would be pretty funny to have sex with Liz Cambridge.
Oh, Liz.
You'd be laughing the whole time, I'll bet.
Yeah, follow me back. Like me, Liz. What a gag.
Anyway, I saw Liz on there. And
nothing funnier than an orgasm. Pretty hilarious stuff.
Yeah. I saw Liz and I liked her. Because I'm like, best basketball player in the world. Oh, incredible.
Crazy. Absolutely.
She hasn't liked me back. And then I told Tom, and Tom's a bit jealous because he likes her.
I don't. I just know that, like, look, you're a friend of mine, and I would like to see you succeed in your life. And I think that'd be, and I'm not a particularly jealous person. It's not something I struggle with. But I think if you were going out with Liz Cambridge and, like, we went to the movies, for example, I think
people furious,
and she's kissing you. And so,
they're like, can you go in the back row, Tom? Fuck me.
You're right. That would be a struggle. Less jealousy and more just
going. You're going to gigs. They're like, can you get off her shoulders, mate? We can't see a thing behind you both.
You now sit on her shoulders. Yeah, that's your cute move.
She's getting you up.
I'll jump.
Look, that is part of the kind of fun that you could have if you had a tall girlfriend that just isn't possible in the current state of affairs.
Yeah. It would be.
She could
be
pick
exciting.
You up. It'd be fantastic. Mm.
Well, she could just cuddle you at all times. Like, she could wear some kind of, like, bib at the front.
Oh, you want
swaddle you just like kind of those, like, baby things.
Yeah, and you could just kind of be in there and she could, like, bounce you around, you know. Be, can I get in your backpack? Yeah, it'd be good, you know. She could swing you. She could grab you by the arms and swing you around at the
For
park.
Sure. Lots
a few
of
wedding photos where she's carrying you through the stoop.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a little garter on.
I think.
She makes you put on a dress.
I think she is.
Every day. You're like, oh, is it fun anymore if it's every day? Yeah. She's
Tom's,
like, yes.
Tom's like, I'm not so jealous anymore.
I think that you would always want, like, I've thought about it. I think that kind of dynamic is exciting to me, partly because I've never experienced it. Maybe the reality of it would be kind of worse than I think.
Mm.
But I think you would then worry. You'd have worries about masculinity and stuff. And you'd worry that, does she want a man who's bigger than her? Which probably the answer is
probably
yes.
She
or
was,
like, vaguely her same size, as opposed to someone who's,
well,
like,
she's got a foot on me at the
exactly.
moment. And I'm a pretty tall guy.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that would be, but if somehow you could get over that and she told you that she really loved you for you and your personality,
a heartbeat.
And then she's just chucking you around, it would be
fun.
Phenomenal.
Cool. And imagine if I'm like, do you want to go, we'll just go down
some
and play,
hips.
Get a, yeah, pick a pickup. Ball or something,
horse.
And they'll imagine everyone down there, like, they'd be like, yeah, like, yeah, I bought Liz, they'd be like, they'd like me,
not
the
totally.
Best basketball player in the world.
I don't think that kind of associated clout would only extend to the basketball court. I think that would be everywhere you went. Like, she's a celebrity.
She's a celebrity. She's got a lot of followers.
And she's just, I mean, that's what they say about NBA players as well, that they're just like, a lot of athletes and, like, famous people in general, you know, they can do stuff to cloak their appearance or whatever, like chuck a balaclava on, that's probably a bit far, but, or a hat. But basketball players just, yeah, they're so tall. They get, like,
so tall.
They can't go anywhere.
This is something. Why don't NBA players date, like, the female basketball players? They go for the smallest. Have you seen that Shaq photo?
I reckon they do. I don't think you're.
Do they? I mean, you only see
not as
tiny
much as
women.
Maybe you'd
tiny.
Think.
Tiny. They seem smaller than normal women.
I reckon.
Well, maybe that's why Liz wants a short king like me.
That's it. Yeah, oh, yeah. Huey's thrown his hat into the ring.
Yeah.
Somehow got it over into the ring.
Okay. Well, look, if she ever does get back, I mean, she's already passed, it seems.
How do you know? You don't know that.
You don't know that.
No.
True. You don't
yeah,
know
exactly.
That.
She's probably a busy girl, mate. She's
imagine,
not checking Ray every minute.
She'd
that's
be.
True. She's working on that jump shot.
Yeah. She could just get back to training and go, oh, look at this little fella. Cute.
Oh, I think I'd just be so jealous, though. I think maybe I'd get, maybe if she was nice
I would
to me.
I'd introduce you, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll go for a dinner or something.
But this is worse.
Is she in Sydney now? Is it geolocated right now?
No, I don't really understand how it works because they do geolocated, but then it's like you can be like matching. Oh, there's this London girl that I'm just like chatting to.
I tell you, I reckon what has happened here is Raya every now and then has to go, oh, it's all just been advertising girls, and this cunt's feed for ages.
Yeah, it is a
lot. We better actually prove that this famous.
Yeah.
Liz will see this notification. This isn't just the app acting like it's something.
They've probably paid her $10,000 just to put her photo on there, and she's never. Or because it goes back to the gyms with the more secret doors. We have, but like, it is our understanding, right, that there is a higher tier of this app that you're not privy to for, like, A-listers.
I reckon there's got to be another level up type app. Mm. Like, because this is pretty much the people dominating this app at the moment seem to be PR girls that live in Bondi with, like, 5,000 to 10,000 followers.
Hey, that's nothing to be sneezed at.
No, nothing. Exactly.
Oh, I'm not criticising it, but I got
on. But it's not all, you know.
I heard Ben Affleck met his new partner, the girl from Knives Out.
You went on there to find Ben Affleck.
That's kind of what I wanted to fuck Affleck. Because I watched that movie where he drinks a lot, that new one. He's a basketball coach. That. Did you see it?
No, I haven't, but I just like the general vibe of Ben Affleck. It's like, I don't know, maybe a movie where I'm smashing pears.
It's crazy.
He started with that. And then he's like, yeah, basketball, sure.
I've yeah, whatever I'm doing at the same guess, time. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen anyone do that. A
few takes.
Yeah, I'm method now. I don't know, just fucking get some fucking juice in that esky cunt. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, basketball. Oh, yeah, I inspire them. Maybe.
You sure. Write it.
Yeah, yeah. What you guys sort of know. What,
I've
kids.
Come up with the...
They're troubled, I'm troubled. Who cares? Like... Fuck, mate. Just get the camera rolling. Get me a fucking esky. Get some Pabst Blue Ribbons in there.
He's got some very specific ideas of the kinds of beers.
Yeah, and he's real specific. He's like, get that audio guy in there so he can really hear the... He's perfected
the shit. Like, I don't know where we're going to use that, Ben.
He's like, oh, yeah, we've done heaps of interesting stuff in this film. I've actually perfected the sound of the cracker.
Is there an Oscar for that?
Yeah. He's like, oh, everyone will come out of there so thirsty. They're like, Ben, it's about you being an alcoholic. He goes, oh,
yeah. They're going to love it.
Yeah. Well, you wait till you see the fucking extreme close-ups on the condensation on the tinny. Everyone will be stinging for a beer after it.
He thinks that's the effect it's going to have.
Yeah. I mean, if you did, I don't know what the movie's called. I've forgotten it. But if you're a beer company, you got so much screen time. Because he did drink the same beer the entire time.
Maybe that's it. I mean, in the same way that McDonald's, what's that one where he ate McDonald's every day?
Supersize Me.
That's the one. And I came out of that pretty hungry.
Yeah, can't you know? McDonald's.
It's like there's a lot of Maccas in it. It wasn't Hungry Jack's every day, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Maybe it would have made a different result.
Next is Supersize Me Too, Hungry Jack's. Like, please do us now. We're Alfred's fucked as well.
He's like, I'm full. I'm taking a break. They're like, nah. No. He's like, another 2 months.
From that. Come on, you fat cunt. Please.
Come on. You loved it.
We'll pay you. We won't even try and stop the movie getting shown like McDonald's. We want it out there.
Yeah. Or they get, their CEO to do it, and Hungry Jack becomes Jack after 2 months.
You know who would do it? Big Jared Jack. From Subway.
What, he'd have another crack? He'd take any media opportunity, I reckon.
Especially in the fast food world. That's his domain. Like, get him back in there.
He gets fat again as cover.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, how could I be Subway Joe? Who?
Yeah.
I'm getting back in those pants that I had in the ad.
Maybe that's why he did really bad crimes, is because he thought he was a master of disguise, because he could try on different pants and
I'm
stuff.
A chameleon.
They're never going to find me.
Figure it out.
Exactly. I'm famously a guy who can look like anything.
He did put the weight. Is he in prison?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say so.
Imagine that. He comes out prison jacked.
Yeah. Not only is he this guy can transform his body.
He's now fucking shredding.
And that's another bad thing for Subway, because that shows that, you know, Subway is not really the real way to do it. Like, prison's better than Subway.
Prison be one of the best.
That's what I always say when I'm eating a meatball sub. I think prison is better than this.
First we hired a pedophile to be there, and now that pedophile has proven that prison is a superior product to the one that we sell. Thanks, Jared.
Yeah, it's no good, is it? It's no good. Anyway, so Raya, I mean, I'll keep pushing.
Have you seen any other people that we'd know on there?
I've seen a few, like, British actresses.
Okay.
Ooh, None of them matched with me.
Sure.
Period drama action?
Pardon?
British girls, but any period dramas, BBC
production. Oh, no, that would be the dream. That would be someone that played, like, Queen Victoria's sister.
Mr. Darcy. Oh. And you're like, hello. You're going to get dressed up in frills and stuff.
I would love to role play as Mr. Darcy.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Right. Oh, you silly, silly woman. Wanting to get an education. I'm a fierce, independent woman.
Yeah, that would be good.
I reckon you could come in too hot with that, and then they'd be like,
off on a steed.
Oh, you can't open with that. It's only if she wants to do it. That can't be mine. That's a weird fantasy for me to have.
Oh, I reckon you got to start strong. That's what these English actresses like. That must be the dream if you're an English actor.
Of any kind. Role play.
Oh, no, but to be in those period dramas, and most probably don't get the opportunity, so the second best
reckon,
is to do it.
I reckon
it.
You're fucking in with a shot.
You reckon?
If you're an actor in Britain.
I mean, they're making quite a few of them.
They're knocking them out.
There's so many, like, actors in the UK, though. Everyone's vying for the spots.
I suppose.
A terrible one on...
Honestly, hang your head in shame if you're a British actor that's not in Harry Potter.
If you've never put on a cravat, you're a failure.
True. A lot of them got a run, didn't they?
They all get in there.
There's so many fucking people in those Quidditch games. Everyone's going to be...
they're zooming about. They're like, slow it down!
Someone's like screaming to their agent. They're like, just fucking get me cheering for Gryffindor in one scene or something, cunt.
I look great in purple.
You are hopeless if you can't get me in just make me a centaur in the background. So good. Get me in there.
So good. An agent ringing up their client. It's like, so I've got you an audition. Harry Potter, like, terrific bad news. It's for Slytherin.
No. And you're an ogre.
I've just done my BuzzFeed quiz. There's no way I could method act as Slytherin.
Exactly. I'm a Hufflepuff. I'm method, okay? And I'm a Hufflepuff by nature.
I watched one, a period piece. It's called, it's on like the start of football. I think it's called, England's Game or the Brits'
Something
Game.
Like that. They love,
Oh, that's a different period.
About these. What period? That's a period.
I mean, it's a period. Yeah, no, I was picturing Victorian, but now we're talking like, what, 50s or something?
Oh, no, like 1840 or something it is.
Oh, like beginning of soccer.
Yeah,
right.
And it's when
they wouldn't have been very good back then.
Well, the game was not that good. Like, it wasn't that, it didn't look that fun, you know?
Well, Maradona hadn't rocked up yet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There was no
the first Rondino 10 years of any sport is rubbish, probably.
Yeah, it's a pretty defense-heavy game.
Well, it was. And
the beautiful game came later.
They didn't
well, an ugly, awful game.
They didn't suck all in at the beautiful game until, until the Europeans got a bit more involved. It,
yeah. Until they're a real beauty. Yeah.
They're like, finally got to Brazil. Now it's good, I guess.
Just English blokes.
Yeah. Well, this is these two Scots come down that are red hot. Oh. They come down from Edinburgh. They were playing for the Hibernian team or whatever, our team. Mm. And they
since 1840.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, and they come down and there's to be an Eton of the big team. And then they win the FA Cup in the second season.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then how did that develop, though, as a game? Because it's like, no offense to soccer, but it's pretty simple. It's like one step away from just running around, you know?
I think that would take offense to that.
Simple game, yeah, but that's why it's so good.
I mean, no, exactly. But, before that, what were they doing?
Yeah.
Like, in the 1830s, was it just running around?
No, yeah, it was pretty much the same rules, but they didn't have any concept of spreading out. Which is crazy that they
like 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's when 7-year-olds play.
Park. Have a look at these 8-year-old boys. Not bad. And they're running around.
Throw up like, you're there every weekend, huh? <aren't you? laughs> Be like, spread out.
Spread out, boys.
One of them come over here. Yeah. Get really away from the ball.
Get over near the wing, mate. The ball will come to you, trust me.
Yeah. They're really good with spacing and crossing.
Anyway, I haven't introduced myself yet. I'm Tim.
Oh, yeah, this is Tim Hewitt.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
Well, I am the official third mic.
So. That is.
Oh, how is that going, being the third host of this podcast?
Oh, good. I've been listening. I've been listening every week.
What was your favourite episode? Your one?
Yeah, episode 2 was pretty good. No, there's been some good stuff, boys. Yeah, moved on from me. Yeah.
Wait, you're staring at the roof at the moment.
Getting people from Triple J, ooh la la. Wowee. Bet none of them was intimated that they'd fuck a kid. Cut that.
Some of them did off mic.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, most do. Yeah. Like, it's not a weird podcast. Like, most people do when they come in. Yeah, they come in, they say it at the end, and then they were like, poof, how about that? But you're the only one that said it.
Okay, well, we can come
on mic. we could refer back to it later.
Okay. Yeah, or it could become the theme of this whole thing.
We just keep talking about it. That's impossible to cut out. Perfect. Yeah.
I mean, you brought it to the table.
No, I know. But, you know, I took an energy of something, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how are you, Tim?
Good, mate.
You got COVID?
No.
Well, we've got a Victorian up in New South Wales. When are you heading back?
We don't have to tell them.
The borders are closed.
I'm going, mate. I'm ducking in.
Have you read about this?
From tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
So he's flying done just in time. Perfect crime. He got a test. He's fine.
And it is a crime. That is the key.
It's actually completely legal. And stop fucking saying it's a crime. I'll get looked at like dirt up here.
No, you've done everything right.
You have played it perfectly. You've got all the tests. You landed, went straight to the hospital.
Exactly. And then
you've had your hands together. You said, cuff me, Gov.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, it's been a fun trip.
Dirty, oh, my God.
Your board's dirty little secret that I exist.
I put an Instagram story of Tim up, and then a lot of people were like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah. Oh, really?
I deleted it.
Deleted from memory.
God, it can't feel good, you. Like,
six people sorry. Messaging me, being like, is he from a hotspot?
What are you doing? That gelato shop. That cutting shouldn't be allowed.
We love that gelato.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel bad. Because, I mean, like, in all seriousness, we had a bit of a riding kind of retreat, and we all kind of went away for a bit. And
which it had planned.
Previously planned. Everything was paid for.
That's it. We were monitoring the situation and as it escalated. But it didn't escalate enough where it wasn't legal for you to come up?
I did say, look, maybe if you boys aren't comfortable, I won't come. And you said, no, come. And I immediately went, all right, I'm coming. Yeah, it was a very hollow. Yeah, yeah. It was a hollow threat.
Totally. Yeah.
You didn't. You would have come. I mean, the only way you weren't coming is if they closed the borders, which they hadn't done for 100 years.
Well,
till
if
they
you boys
weren't
comfortable, I wouldn't have come.
No, that's it. And you got a test. You were so now we know for a fact you haven't sped it up, which is the only concern.
I've had multiple tests. I've had a.
How do they compare from state to state?
Yeah, what are our tests like?
Oh, soft. They're soft down here, man. I went
up here.
I went, mate. 5 days ago, I got one in Vic, and she touched my brain. This is foreplay, mate. These Sydney tests. Oh. Float around the rim. Get up there, mate. Stop fart-assing around and jam it down the back of my throat. Oh, I'm touching my tongue a bit. Fucking give it to me, mate.
So you're saying that's why the numbers are so high in Vic is because they're doing deeper, more thorough tests.
Only one's doing it right.
We go deep down there.
You're the only one who likes it, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
everyone else complains.
Oh, I've got a bit of a temp. I better go in. Yeah, just stick it up there, man.
Using up all the resources.
Oh, Mr. Hewitt, you've been...
That's sick of you.
Five times.
You've got your own graph on the website.
G'day, Shirley. Beautiful eyes you have, Shirley. I'd love to see that mouth one day, but I've always got the mask on.
Oh, my God. Surely there is someone abusing it. Because you know, like you own a store and it's just like there's just people always coming in that are annoying. There's got to be some...
Totally.
Just getting seven tests a week driving
some
through.
Old bloke that... Got a slight chuckle once, being like, take me to dinner first.
Yeah, like, going back to use like, the line.
Okay. He's like, now this is good gear.
He's like, oh, I can do it better tomorrow. I'm going back in, maybe hit the different word. Or I can maybe, add a new graph for new cases of people that just fucking love it around Australia. There's probably a bunch.
Well, that's just as bad. Haven't had that back there since the first time I tried ecstasy in the 70s. Not gay.
Some 21-year-old nurse, like, all right.
Okay. All right, whatever.
Sure.
There's a health crisis on.
There's a like hey, a line of 100 people.
Eh? Crazy times. Get the fuck out, mate. No, because, you know, you'd experiment.
Yeah.
It is kind of a shame that, like, if you're 20 now, I think you learn a bit about some history from that period, but, like, I feel like in school, everything that's like 100 years ago and back, you learn about in kind of like a way that's made to, it's made to look quite cool. And it's like, learn about, that's like history. But recent history you don't really have respect for. You're not really taught about it.
Well, I guess.
So you don't really hear. It's like a blind spot.
Because you only hear it from your dad.
Well, exactly. So you have.
And you're like, shut up.
Yeah. And you just have no respect for it. You're like, the 70s. Like, that's just like, my dad was hanging out. It's like, you probably did ecstasy with my dad. That's the lamest thing I've ever heard of. And they're trying to refer to it.
I don't think ecstasy was in until the 80s.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, LSD. So they might have done LSD.
Smoking the elegant.
When did Coke tee off till the 80s, really?
Oh, it popped off then, mate.
Oh.
They went nuts for it, I heard.
Yeah, down there in the south in America, Florida. Go to Miami, they loved it.
That's better than 100 years before that, where it's like, what was popping off? Soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's been pretty successful. Yeah. I always think that was
over
soccer.
A longer period, though.
Football and opium.
Oh, yeah, opium had its time in the sun,
had
didn't
a run.
It?
Oh.
Had a big run, mate. Love to get down in a den.
Yeah,
we have a sniff around in a den.
Oh, hi, guys. What are you guys up to? Everyone looks pretty tired. Yeah, can we turn on some better music? Come on, boys. It's a Saturday.
Turning up doing coke in an OBM den. I'm like, get them.
Anyone want to? No. All right.
You heard about Bitcoin, man? Wake up.
It's at a lot. It's going to go up because of this. I swear to God. My mate's on some forums. He swears by it.
Yeah, dude. There's heaps of new ones coming in. Ethereum. Oi, open your eyes.
No, seriously, literally, open your eyes.
Yeah. Is anyone doing... Does opium... It doesn't happen anymore?
Wow.
I mean, heroin's pretty big.
Yeah, but even that, I'm like, who is... You very rarely see kind of, you know, junkies anymore that are on heroin. They're all kind of on meth.
I suppose. I think,
it's quite nostalgic if you see someone on heroin. Just kind of nodding off in the street.
Like, I reckon you just don't see them. I reckon the meth ones, they're out and about. And the heroin ones are having a snooze indoors.
And they never have to go in.
Yeah.
Exactly. They can be out and about for 4 or 5 days.
That's it.
And you never wonder. You're like, were they on meth? Like, they're pretty loud.
Totally.
Like, real loud.
Off he goes.
I went for a walk at Rushcutters Bay a few, maybe about a week ago.
Beautiful part of Sydney.
Beautiful.
Tim, you would know.
Get down there, corner.
Get down there. I was telling him just to distract you slightly and come back to I did a radio interview once with the Triple M Melbourne guys. It was like ex-footy guys, and they talk in the way they did. And at the end of the interview, they said, "So where's your show, mate?" And I said, "Oh, it's at the Town Hall." And James Brayshaw comes in. He goes, "Oh, beautiful spot down there, corner of Swanston and Collins Street." It's the fucking Town Hall.
Talking about it like it's his little...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly.
You've got to go in.
Yeah, you've got to go in.
Beer garden out the back there.
Beautiful little spot there.
I think there's a governor's bar or something in there.
Oh, the Peter Cook bar. Mate, now that is a little watering hole. Little Russell one.
Not allowed to take your drinks out of there. I got in a lot of trouble once. Oh, the wife band, actually, but get down there.
Anyway, sorry, you're at Rushcutters Bay.
Well, it's just the most, like, a gorgeous little, very quiet spot for a lot of families, kicking balls around, a lot of pets. And there was just, one guy, there was maybe about, like, 4 p.m., and, you know, the sun's kind of beginning to set, very idyllic. And there's one guy listening with a Bose, clearly on some sort of, like, amphetamine, just...
Oh, that's so good.
Trying to make eye contact with everyone to kind of...
Get him going.
Well, to get him going, he just wanted someone to join the party. And I think you could just have a mate if you went up like, and then just get involved.
That's how people make friends a lot of the time.
Oh, I mean, I think he's picked the vibe. The vibe's too separate to his vibe there.
What but, time was it, sorry?
Like 4 p.m. or something. Like at night. Yeah, exactly.
What's his cycle?
He had no chance. But that's the point of meth. They go for days.
Yeah.
And they come into kind of non-methy kind of daytime spaces and they're still, they're like two nights in.
They're all like, kick-ons, Rushcutters Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no kick-ons. It's just apparently from what I've heard from friends that have done it, it's like the time is just, it's just gone. Before you know it, you're like, fuck, how's it Tuesday already? Like,
totally.
Like it's that kind of thing.
But during, you'd be having the kick-ons logic of like, where are we going now? Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go get some fresh air. This is what we usually do. Oh, but this was just one guy. I reckon he was like, three nights in.
King of the party.
It would make you feel
ill. But heroin, staying indoors.
None of it's for me, you know?
No. You don't like it?
No, I'm just a humble kind of guy. I'll have a beer.
Drug education did do pretty well in that way, in that like meth and heroin, it doesn't sound nice. They simply do have a bad rap.
Well, that's what we're saying. There's no fun lingo with those.
Well, there would be if you were in there.
You know, it's all shard. Need to score a point.
It's scary.
Score a point, it makes me feel ill.
Oh, yuck.
Scoring, talking about buying drugs as a score. It's like you're paying a lot of money for that.
It's all stabby methodology, you know.
Totally.
Shard, all that. Ooh.
Yeah.
And it's associated in movies with like people that are quite a bit too serious.
But sometimes they're a lot of the time they pop for a while. That's what I always think with heroin. A lot of people I respect and artistically did a lot of heroin.
Sure.
But so I can see why people get into it.
Well, I mean, now that, there's no
heroes.
There's no a lot of
romanticism
now.
Around meth.
None.
There's been no great albums written on meth.
Yeah.
Well, and a bit of skip hop.
There's probably a few.
Watching Ben Cousins in the midfield in the early 2000s, that was art.
That's pretty inspiring. That
was and he was on a lot of meth.
That's the best meth's ever done, to jump into the cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah, but you're totally right. There were no great writers that wrote the next great American novel just having not slept for 7 days on meth.
I reckon, I don't know, what's the closest? Maybe some death metal kind of sounds a bit methy. But even that, it's kind of quite melodic.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Without knowing what it's like, maybe you're incapable of
it. Seems intense. Just judging by the people that are clearly on it.
Anyway, guys, it seems intense. We're happy to announce that we'll be doing the first meth podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll be doing a five.
That's it. We're all going to do some shard. Yeah. Lord. It's going to be long. It's not going to be good.
I would recommend.
Book out this studio for a bit longer, mate.
If you're listening along, you should probably do meth as well, to be honest.
I mean, do it and write in, and then we don't have to do it. And then you can kind of taint your reputation.
Is there a write-in element in this podcast?
No, but I reckon if you've done meth, you'll find a way.
You could write in.
Good stuff at GeoCities.
TomCashman@gmail.com. Oh. Send him an email.
Oh, absolutely. That's not quite my one, but close enough.
Well, that's not yours.
Yeah,
you,
no.
You want to put it out there?
As in my email address?
Yeah.
Oh, not really.
No.
Email, who don't I like that email I know off the top of my head?
Oh, no.
It's an enemy.
Well, I think that's actually a good, I think it'd probably be a bad sign of your mental health if you'd memorized your enemy's email addresses. I think that wouldn't be a sign of a healthy mind.
Yeah, no, that is a good point. That is a good point.
I don't think I've ever sent an email in anger.
Right.
Oh, maybe.
They've always been positive.
Probably. So you've never been like fed up with someone and you'd be like, blah, 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 enough is enough.
Email's not my forum.
Oh,
yeah. It's usually pretty, I'm always pretty nervous when I'm opening an email. It's like, oh, God, what could this be?
Well,
there's going to be some admin here. Yeah,
totally. Every email is a burden.
Yeah, well, I'm a real, you know, I'm operating on a sort of messenger platform.
So where's most of that, where's most of the anger going? Into what? WhatsApp?
Maybe group chats.
Group chats.
So you get angry in the group chats about someone else.
Maybe, yeah.
That makes some sort of sense.
Yeah. That's maybe a much healthier way to do it.
I feel like also it's healthy too if you do have like an administrative issue or something, you're writing an angry email, it's often good to like not send it. I feel like the act of writing it, I mean, that's what people say. You're meant to write it and then
wait,
not send
wait
it.
Wait a day to the scorn deck.
Exactly.
I've heard first. About a few of those, mate.
When it took me so long early on in the game learning emails like, to not put the...
the email game.
In the email game. to not put
Little did you know when you were turning 13, you were entering the email game.
I was. Yeah. I was starting something for the rest
English
of my
game
life.
And they remake a movie about San Antonio creating the email game. Exactly. CC, BCC.
Everyone was like, exactly. Oh, comments here.
Every reply is a point.
It'll never be called the beautiful game. The email game.
No. Ugly business. Ugly
business. Wait ugly until business. Some Italians get involved, though, and oh my God.
Allora.
They CC in a way that we've never even been able to comprehend.
Oh my God, they invented the reply all. Changing the email game.
That is an Italian move.
No, the group email.
The Italian move is the forward. They're like, just fuck it, send it on.
Send it on. Send it on.
But it took me so long to not put the who I was trying to send it to in first.
Oh, yeah.
I would put it in first, make mistakes, lean on a thing before I know it. I've sent half an email to the person.
Totally.
And then I could be like, no, sorry. And I'm typing the second half so quick. So if, in case they read it, then like.
As in to follow up?
Yeah. What do you can't take the email back.
I suppose.
That's what's scary. That's what
once you hit that button, it's gone.
Well, you can now in Gmail. You can just like press undo for 5 seconds.
And it's gone in their inbox as well?
So I think what they do, they just don't send it for 5 seconds and they give you an opportunity to unsend. So that's pretty good. That's a good function of Gmail.
That's great.
Another thing I'd say is, though, I used to be like you. And then recently, because, you know, obviously, yeah, it's good to like make sure it's right before you put in the email address you're sending it to. Lately, I've been getting cocky and I'm back. I'm putting in the person it's going to first.
Sam Taunton and then write it. Oh, my God.
That's the level I'm operating on.
I've always admired your email work.
It's not bad.
So it's great in their paragraphs, etc.
You got to be.
Is that not. Yeah, I always start with who I'm sending it to, right?
No, but
type in the email address. You put that in first.
And then type the email. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I think that you are playing with fire there.
It's fraught with danger.
Yeah. Because then if you actually
remember who I'm sending it to.
Well, you're forgetting halfway through an email who you're sending it to.
You're out of the zone.
I've told you, it's not my sport.
You're spending days drafting it.
Yeah. I'm a future immortal of group chats.
Yeah, you are playing. You did some of the best work on Zoom that I've seen during the pandemic.
Thank you, mate.
That was really, you really hit your straps. Yeah, a lot of people would struggle with it, and it is hard because you can't see, but you really kind of took it to... Yeah. You know, almost better on Zoom than IRL.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm saying you're great on both.
I'm waiting for new formats to come along, which I can excel at.
House party, that really bombed.
Oh, that went
a few people
up
trying to get some skills going,
and down.
It did die. What happened to it?
I mean,
everyone realised.
I mean,
what did they realise?
Oh, this is the saddest thing in the world.
It's what saw that.
This is group shit.
I think when we last had you on, we were talking about House Party, and it was like popping off.
And then it was like, have you tried it? It's so amazing.
No, I didn't. I said it was exclusively for people with coloured hair.
You called it, actually. I think I was the one who was like, oh, it's the future.
Yeah, I only used it a few
times. Can confirm it's absolutely not the future.
I was a Zoom man. All the way through. I just thought I liked the platform. It
and
was slicker.
It did well. Mm. And it had a real moment.
Well, they're sponsoring.
They're sponsoring the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Which I adore.
That
I don't know what came
is a
first.
Sign of success.
Had to be whether that's 4 years ago when they signed that deal.
You reckon?
They don't need brand awareness now.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I was on the fence with what my business was going to go with. I guess Skype exists. Holy shit, is that George Burgess in a Zoom? Is he wearing Zoom on a South Sydney? Okay. Oh,
but even like, it's like, imagine hearing about it now because you saw it on a South Sydney jersey. It's like, what have you been doing the last 3 months?
You laugh, but there's probably some people in that category.
Oh, you're not wrong. You know, some people are living under rocks.
That's it. I'll tell you what I did today, this afternoon. We were hanging out yesterday. But all I did really, I had a bit of a sleep in, as you can imagine. And then
I don't know if we've ever talked on this podcast about your sleeping patterns.
Yeah, whatever.
Have we ever discussed Catherine in Italy?
Oh, it's not bad.
Well, this kind of links into that, really. What I was up to today, because it was actually necessary today for me to return and replace my remote charging apparatus.
Oh yes.
My battery
conked
out a week ago.
So what's happened?
Yeah. It just stopped working. It stopped being able to charge itself. Oh, it became useless.
Well, it's still got a bit of fucking sand from Belonger in it, probably.
It's too
big. So now I've got a different one. Oh, look at that beautiful Belkin.
That you could take on a day.
To describe to the listeners, that's still a brick.
Oh,
that's
it's a huge. Portable charger. It's better than the one before. It's like double the capacity.
Should we explain?
Oh, no, absolutely.
So, Tom had... how big would you say?
The charger?
Yeah.
It
was big.
It was huge, but it also had a lot of cord with it, and he would stuff it in his pockets and then the cord's going.
Well, the issue is you need the cord to plug into the phone, which you'd want to keep with the battery, not the phone, but you've also got the cord that charges the battery that you plug into like an iPhone charger or something, and you want to keep that with the battery too. Because that's what it is associated with. So you need at least two. And then if you want to charge like maybe a camera or like even a computer, you might have
You're charging a computer off this.
Not
thing.
Often. I wouldn't usually have that cord associated with it. But you are looking to maybe four cords being associated.
Well, anyway,
when you're traveling.
We're in this beautiful coastal town and Tom's been taking the piss in Italy. The whole time. He's waking up at 1 in the afternoon.
He'd sort of come out, shrug off.
Tim and I have lived a life.
And we're like, come, we've just done the Colosseum tour. Yeah. You're like, should we get breakfast?
We were living first. We had double the amount of time Italy. We had relationships with people you have no idea. Yeah. Like, we would see people at cafes and they'd wave at us, and then you'd turn up and they'd be like, who's the fucking guy?
The maitre d' on the morning shift. We'd be nodding to him. You have no idea about what Giuseppe
I'm a night guy.
Anyway, so Cash, we get to this little town, Spelunga.
Beautiful little part of the country.
Beautiful little place.
Go check it out.
Corner of the Mediterranean Ocean.
There. Yeah. Right, beautiful views of the water. Bit of mountains behind it. You are laughing. That's perfect. Absolutely. Place for a Mad Monday type situation.
Absolutely. Get down there. Say hi to the locals. Tell them Brayshaw sent you.
Yeah. Beach chair number 68.
We're in this house, and Tom from nowhere. Tom's a single man, you know, at this point.
Mm.
He's like, I'm going on a date, and we're like, poor. Who do you know?
It was a small town,
tiny town. I don't know, 1,000 people live in this town. Less.
I've never been so excited.
It was exciting.
It was a rush for all of us. I mean, I'm sure Tom was excited.
I was pretty excited.
Like me, I was like, this is so
with an Italian woman.
And
as
the
well.
two photos, neither of which were that clear in resolution, she looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh. And at no point did we think you were getting catfished.
I'll be honest, it actually didn't cross my mind until the time.
Well, there was a bit of chat. You were trying to play it cool at first.
Mm.
We were like, maybe dinner tomorrow. And she goes, wait tomorrow. Come tonight. And you're like, yeah, all right.
Anyway.
Okay. Tom, I actually had nothing on. I was lying.
Tom goes to rush out the door.
He's scooting out.
and he hasn't planned for the day, so he has his phone.
He's freaking out. And he's like, shorts or jeans?
Yeah, he had shorts
and thongs or jeans? Jeans and thongs, man. And keep that big battery pack on.
That's it. And so he goes to rush out the door and goes, that's me. And we're just like, it's me, you and Chenny.
Yeah.
And we're watching our little son go out
going to war.
Yeah, that's it.
Fight them on the beaches.
We go, hang on, before you go anywhere there, Tom, what's that hanging out of your pocket? The longest cord you've ever seen.
It looked like a wallet chain.
It is the same vibe as a wallet chain.
It's the digital wallet chain.
But I'm in remote areas of the world. If you run out of charge, my life's at risk.
And we were like, how much battery on that phone?
How much do you need? Where do you think
80?
It's...
For now.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you're going to be rushing, running away with her.
I don't think she's going to whisk you away for 3 days with no charging facilities.
The drink was maybe 3 minutes away from where we were staying.
Anyway, imagine sitting down on a date and then the fella just plops, like it's presumptuous, just plops it out.
We're going to be here a while. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
You don't have an iPhone 7 and charger at yours, probably.
Girls are worried about commitment. What can I say? Nothing shows commitment.
But he did
She didn't turn up.
He did skulk back with the USB toward between his legs.
Let's just say the charge was in good nick when I walked back in the door.
Yeah. Still on 80. Still on 80.
Exactly. Yeah, she only got down.
No, I was on 90 probably.
Well,
that's
a hell of a dream.
I'd upped it.
It's like waking up in the morning with more money in your wallet than you had the night before. Yeah.
That's it. Well, no, I did buy two wines, waited there for a while, mucked around on my phone, messaged her again, and then I think I went to message her, I think maybe by the time I got back, she'd deleted her profile. So I don't know what the I don't know what the idea was.
I was worried you might get rolled, but they probably saw he's like, he doesn't even have charger. No point to roll.
Oh my God, I meant to never take my charger. They would have stolen my charger.
Well, he's definitely got a phone. We could keep this charge going.
Yeah, and he's clearly got a computer, a camera, and something else at home based on the numerous different cords hanging off the...
God, imagine if they, you know, tracked you back to our place but still these three, the three bulls.
The hunks.
That's it. So you think they were going to do violence upon me until they realized who I was affiliated with?
Thought they might go back and raid your house. Little do they know, the fucking... The three hunks of beef that they weren't expecting to be at the villa.
God.
This is a...
You might have thought you were mafia, so they're like, fuck, I know, look at these three absolute units protecting you. They're like, oh, no, Chenny. Probably a ninja assassin or something.
This is a dream.
Probably a Tori Hanzo sword in there.
The Italian blokes, the mafia, rolling in. They see us and like, oh, we've heard of this Anzac spirit.
Yeah, man.
We cannot compete.
Yeah, you think we're going to give up the hill, don't you?
What do you think?
Well, I appreciate you for the support.
What do you think our play was?
Well, I'm not sure. I think because this is the trouble as well. I didn't get a chance to kind of like reassess her profile, knowing that I'd been stood up, really. But yeah, the photos did look a bit dodge, I suppose, and. I reckon that, yeah, the best guess is, like, that they were going to rob me or something. I mean, another one that's crossed my mind, and this would be a bit wild, because she did say, why tomorrow night, why not tonight? And I think she recommended the spot. So it could be the guy that just runs that bar. And then because I bought two wines, you know what I mean? Oh, he got 20 euro off me. I don't know if that's what he does. He just trawls tourists.
Investigating.
God.
And she said the place?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean,
and the guy was like, I didn't talk to the guy much who ran it because I was a bit. Well, if you're waiting for a date, you don't want to make too much relationship. I think with the guy there, so we didn't have much. I didn't get a vibe off him.
I mean, it would have rolled if you rolled in. You're like, date. He's like, okay, sure, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. He knows
she's coming, Roberta. Yeah.
I think in Italy,
Jennifer.
Yeah, she's coming. Yeah, she'll be here, mate.
She loves it.
In Italy, it's a good thing to buy a drink for the girl before she rocks up. They like these expensive cocktails. These Italian girls.
Yeah. And just leave that there. That's a sign.
That's it.
That means she'll come. Yeah.
So maybe that. I mean, I can't think why else, unless someone just fucking around.
Well, she might get a kick out of knowing that you're there.
And just popping around and maybe looking in and...
Because sometimes, like if you just match with someone on a dating app, that's all you need, a bit of validation. It knows you know you're not worthless. Someone else is semi-interested in you. Maybe she can be like, she gets her rocks off, which I love saying, by just knowing that she made a guy go to a bar.
I think it could be that, or it could be a bit of a catfish situation in a similar way. I think I've told you before about the guy that used to work at the Comedy Store who basically...
Here we go.
He was showing me his Snapchat. He worked in security.
Oh, okay.
And his move, he would go on to like Reddit forums of like horny guys who I think were chatting there to.
You know anything about that?
Yeah. You heard of this?
You heard of this concept? I know about horny security guards, man. Yeah. Coming from Melbourne. They've done a bit of a fucking number on us down there. Oh, my God.
They've actually kicked off something that could affect Australia in a very serious way.
We know a thing or two about a risky nut, let me tell you.
Oh, the riskiest nut of all.
Yeah.
But this guy would go on those forums, and I think some girls have like subscription things on their Snapchats, and they'll send like nude photos every day or something.
Like an OnlyFans?
Yeah, but like this is pre-OnlyFans, I think. So like it was kind of that kind of thing. Yeah, you pay like a weekly fee, and then there's a bit of like intimacy, and the girls have a bit of a chat with you. and send you some photos. This guy got wind of that kind of arrangement and went and online just got like a bunch of sexy photos of girls and would go on there, chat with the guys, get them to sign up to his Snapchat,
yeah,
and then send them fake photos.
This is awful.
Like kind of sexy ones, but not too sexy, and then get them to pay him via PayPal to get more sexy photos, and then he'd send them more sexy photos and flirt with them some more, and then eventually he said, and he took quite a lot of pleasure in this, would film himself going, haha, I've got you, this has been a bloke all along, sucked in. You're an idiot, and I think he used those words.
He
went further than idiot. He went further than idiot. He was like, he was calling them kind of scum or something like that. I think he was like, he thought it was very immoral what they were doing. I don't know if that was just how he justified it to himself.
What they were doing.
Well, exactly. He thought they were like bad to be that horny or whatever. But I think basically he spent a lot of his time chatting to girls as a woman. And
you would have been furious about that. You're a big OnlyFans guy.
That's it, exactly. Well, it's like undercutting these girls. Yeah. But my point is, he got validation out of doing that.
Yeah.
I think that's actually kind of the satisfaction he was getting. No, it wasn't just for money. So maybe guys are on Tinder potentially because it was like the place we were in, Spelunga. It seemed like a lot of Italians. It was kind of near Rome. Go there on their like summer holidays with their parents. Maybe a bit bored. Maybe that's when you start a Tinder and you just.
Oh, they're out to get us from the get go, mate.
Totally,
we were enemies of the state.
We stuck out. And they wanted to get one back on us.
You think it was the people next to us on the...
We stuck out. They were our friends, weren't they?
Oh, wow.
Were they?
Well, maybe at the time we thought that, but...
Oh, my God.
The more I think, the more I
everyone's
think
a suspect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, maybe we launch a little... We turn this podcast into kind of like a real investigative thing.
Head back next year.
Well, if that bubble opens up.
Yeah, maybe not right now.
Might not be a great vibe.
What about
Italy? Apply for a grant to go back to Italy to investigate a Tinder mystery.
Victoria. A few of them would have fled back to, they would have been like, fuck this, I'm going to the beach house in Spelunga.
Totally.
Oh, I mean, if you had that option. That was the issue, wasn't it, in Italy? Because everyone was in one side of the country and they're like, it's bad, get out of this side.
Get out of there.
Everyone with COVID went to the other side.
No, go back. Quickly, go back.
Get back.
No.
Stay where you are.
No.
Italy having coronavirus actually ruled. Like, it was just, hindsight now, it's the funniest thing of all time. And we were just like those bloody Italians. They just, they love to be outside. And it's like, oh, no, that was, everyone... they just got ahead of it,
Well, it has just, reflects kind of racist stereotypes to some degree. It's like, we kind of didn't take it as seriously because we thought that they
We're not kissing
did
on the cheek.
Exactly.
Yeah. Every bloke we go to a restaurant with.
Sharing a gelato amongst four friends, are we? Little did we know they were just getting it done in the same way that they knocked that Colosseum up and they had all that architecture.
Ahead of their time, people.
Much very ahead of their time,
Totally.
All roads lead to Rome and all out.
And then back in and then back out.
So what's the answer for Vic, Huey? How do you clean it up down there?
Well, I'll be going down there. I'll be talking to Danny and I'll just say, look, we need more laughter.
So keep the gigs open.
I'll be doing the press. There'll still be daily press releases, but I'll get up there at the start. I'll do a few gags.
That's great.
That's not bad because they've got the woman there usually for deaf people. During the press conference. I think before we need someone.
Yeah.
What about that? Yeah. So Danny will do the press conference and he'll be like, okay, so we've locked down the towers today. We understand the concerns. We're going to lock down more suburbs.
And hopefully, I'll be there and go, look, I'll bring fresh food and I'll also bring fresh gags.
Yeah. But I was thinking maybe he goes
floor by floor.
Oh, you're getting in those towers?
Floor by floor. I'll get in the towers and I go, fucking hell.
Yeah.
You guys heard about this? In the news. I mean, I'm more in the moment.
Yeah.
I think of something there. A bit of crowd work.
That's it. And what's your policy if you were doing a... I think it'd be quite important if you were doing a role like this that you don't sleep with any of the people in there. What would your policy there be?
Yeah, you say that. But, we've got to try all options.
As you say, you live in the moment.
Yeah,
you can't promise what
can't
might
promise
happen.
Anything.
It would be awesome if that security guard doesn't regret it. It's like, I don't regret anything. It's awesome. Best night of my life.
I hope it was good. I mean, now we know what's happened. I hope it was a lovely night.
When she first heard, she's like, if this bloke didn't punch so far out of his league, I'll be furious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is he getting?
If he's like...
right. If he could have taken
this
one,
wasn't a fucking supermodel. Or something.
Will we ever find out?
Oh, I don't know.
You
but
can't. Oh, you know, I don't want that bloke.
She's getting a lot of. No. I mean, he's getting a lot of like hatred heaped on him. Yeah, but what about the other part?
Street,
exactly. She knew she was infected.
Absolutely.
Well, did she? I don't know. Oh. Who knows?
Oh, maybe she didn't.
Oh, no, she didn't know she was. But she knew it was like a serious that she self-quarantined.
But
and,
it's a bit taboo. Like, it's very taboo. But
oh, it's pretty taboo.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. Saying, you know, you're in there 2 weeks. Can't see anyone. You're fucking horning off your head.
10 days in, would.
Yeah.
And particularly, I don't know. I don't know the what kind of uniform they are in.
He's probably got one of those little lapels that they wear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, a couple of numbers on it. You're like, what the hell? I feel like I'm out the front of the pub again. This is great.
Oh, but exactly. She was letting him in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Am I right?
Not in those shoes. Take them off. Get in here.
Not in those.
Jump on the
either.
Bed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. How many have you had tonight? Anyway.
About to have one.
Oh, it's good to have.
Yeah. What if you took questions, though, in the press conference?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, that's
like
where.
Danny
that's
can be. Danny could be like, you mm-hmm. explain anything.
Well,
and then
yeah, mate,
any questions? I'm going to hand it over to my jester.
Yeah. That's Tim. It.
And that's where I do great stuff, crowd work.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what you could handle that.
And where are you from? Ooh, yeah, that's
the media again. Oh, what do you do for a job?
I feel all
of it.
Journalist. Oh, right.
Yeah. Lockdown area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good industry at this time.
Come down here.
A lot of layoffs.
Yeah. I don't come down to your place. Knock the dicks out of your mouth.
Oh, wait, I do.
Oh, wait, I do.
That's my other job. I come in and I do gags.
I check the security guards.
Yeah, now the security guards need, like, the opposite of fluffers, security guards to make sure that they don't have any dicks in their mouths.
Yeah.
It will hurt, won't it? They will have a bad rap for a while after this, the security guards.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, essential workers, high up on the list, taking the place of firefighters, and then on the new low, I think, security guards.
Defund the security industry.
I think I saw... how's this? I think I saw something that...
ASAP.
The letter... That's all right. ASAP.
Let's get that started.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good stuff original, guys. Hashtag good stuff, hashtag...
What's ASAP. The time code?
Out there on your socials.
Quite that one.
Yeah, I think I saw that they were like, yeah, so the laid off hosties and stuff will now be doing quarantine.
Who? What hosties?
Like air hostesses and stuff.
Oh, that's a good use of it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a different vibe to a security guard, though.
About safety. I mean, that's a long
I think the seatbelt's not going to cut it here.
Your exits are here and here. Don't even
don't
fucking think about using them. You're dreaming.
Don't touch that whistle. Don't put your lips on that whistle.
Are you willing?
Someone
and able
else
to
has
open
had
the
their
door?
Lips on that whistle.
Are you willing and able to open the door? Well, don't come. Do not fucking think about it. Get away. Get out of it.
Sit down.
Yeah, I'll bring you one of them little blankets. Stay the fuck down, mate. Unbelievable. Nah, you can have some mixed nuts. I'll kick them under the door. Got a little trolley.
Yeah.
Totally the same kid as well.
Yeah. Those mini cans of Coke.
It's probably pretty similar.
I was on a plane once and there was a mum sitting next to me and a little kid and the mum turned to the air hostess. They were doing the safety demonstration and she turned to the little kid and she said, I've heard that in accidents, the air hostess and the staff are really friendly and know what to do, like to try to reassure the kid. And I was like, what are you talking about? They can't stop the plane crashing.
They're
in with us, you know.
My concern, that's kind of similar how in relation to dangerous animals, people often be like, they're more scared of you than you are of them.
Absolutely
it's like
not.
If there's a plane crash, my concern isn't how polite and nice the air like the support
what
staff are going to be on the way down. I'm worried about dying when it crashes.
If it's going down, well, you need to find someone that you can have a little kiss with on the way down before it crashes.
That's your move.
That's well, what move. Else are you going to do?
When there is a plane issue and the engine goes out, how long do you have? Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, so you exit here and
a
here.
Babe, I might fucking have to sprint down there for a kiss.
But
get
then,
out of the way!
You pull the trigger too early.
Get the air mask off!
Exactly. The air mask is actually one that would help with corona, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, get a few. Maybe they can give those out then, the air hostesses.
Sure. The ventilators.
Yeah. They will grab the ventilators.
No, exactly. Get them on the planes.
Pop that on. Well, what, fly them out?
No, just stay on the plane. They're not doing anything.
What about this?
That's a tough two weeks.
That's a tough 2 weeks.
Sitting in a yeah. single airplane.
You want business class then?
Well, oh, yes. Yeah. What if it just flew and it just kept going?
Did laps. Sure.
And they just kept feeding you. You could drink, you know. That'd be all right.
One of the worst things I could
have. Yeah, what? In first class, it'd be okay.
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be all right.
Okay, it'd be awesome.
No, I'm just awesome. Like it'd be better than like, the best
thing in the world. Is that what you want me to
it'd
say?
It'd be better than being.
It needs to get those big jets that refuel midair. They're like, don't let it land.
This guy loves it. The lands, one guy who loves it.
If it lands, it adds to the state's like numbers. So they're all like, I don't want to.
They're sticking them up.
I don't want to make them look. They're a fucking international airspace. I don't know.
Send them to New South Wales.
Like, oh, don't let them land here, mate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Victoria should open a travel bubble with like Italy or one of the fuck countries now because they're both bad.
We're
so it's
fine.
Like
we're going to be doing all right.
So they can fly in and out. Because you heard Victoria's going to be out of this travel bubble with New Zealand.
Oh,
they're saying Victoria will be not a part of it.
Yeah, that's fine. Enjoy it. Fucking off you go. Have fun. Heading back tomorrow.
You should
be
stay.
With the missile. Nah, mate, I got responsibilities. Got a cat back there. Got a cat and a bird.
Chasing after each other.
Yeah, and Tweety Bird and Sylvester back there. I'm sure they miss me terribly.
Oh, God. Yeah, Tali would hate to hear that.
Yeah.
The Looney Tunes.
Well, stay up there. I don't care. I'm coming back, darling. I know you couldn't live without me. Fuck off. Stay up. No, I'm coming back.
Oh, God.
It's going to be good. Royal reception when I get back.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they'll be.
No, it'll be great.
At the airport. She'll be there at the airport. I love it. Tim Hewitt.
Can't drive. She gets an Uber there.
Yeah. Love hearts. With the cat.
Pauses the Uber. Keep it running, mate. I got a sign.
Gotta go get some dead weight.
Have you ever had a sign?
Yes.
Waiting for you at an airport?
Yeah.
Like a loved one? Or
oh, God, not a loved one.
Yeah, you meant just a taxi driver.
You're like, oh, my God, a chauffeur. We had someone being paid.
Yeah, I've never
had someone out of the goodness of their
heart. A chauffeur, like, with love hearts, like, we missed you.
I don't even think I've had
for an extra $20, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
Can you act like you love me?
I've had a drop off and cry. That was pretty grim.
What do you mean a drop
who
off?
Cried? And you cried.
No, I cried.
Yeah.
It was you're stuff. Dropping them off at the airport.
Yeah, and you're crying.
Yeah. Yeah, 19.
Oh.
The first sweetheart.
How long are they leaving for?
Oh, a year.
Oh.
And did you get back together?
We did, yeah. But it was a happy story.
I've always
had a breakup officially.
I've always wondered about that though. You go and like you are in love and it's a big deal for you, but it's also a big deal for the parents. Like are the parents
there?
Well,
the parents are there. And they're yeah. like,
did you get a lift home with the parents?
No. they were just sort of like,
kicking you to the side.
So a little
after
back.
She's gone?
She's gone. And it's like she's gone you with her best friend. The best friend's mum's there. And I'm not kidding. I'm bawling. Everyone's so awkward. And the best friend's mum, who I met a couple of times, she's like, oh, love. Life's good. She said.
What?
Life's good. I'm like, cheers. And then so dad was picking me up and I was still on my alone, so I was getting my hours up and I'd had a beer with the dad at the airport. I guess. And then dad picks me up and he's like, all right, you want to drive? I was like, oh, dad, beer. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then he's like, oh, all right. Oh, you're crying. All right, well, I'll drive home.
He texted, it's almost like, life is good.
He's like, oh, God. This is grim. And then great, my son can't drive and he's a loser as well. Fucking perfect. Really doubled up here, mate.
It's such a funny dynamic, though, because it's like, obviously you guys are a couple. The parents don't care because she's 18. No.
They're like 18. Oh, my God.
They're like we good.
We want her to get away. And then exactly. You're all crying.
You suck. We want her to get away from you. You're a loser. It's like, they're crying at the airport. You suck, man.
As soon as
my daughter deserves so much better.
As soon as she gets on the plane,
skipping away.
They should be like to you. They'd be like, you guys had and with us is not on anymore. It's over. Yeah, get out of here.
You're done, mate. She's going to get piped down by some fucking doctor at university in Dublin, mate. She's going to have the time of her life.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, whatever. Not like I remember. I didn't think about it every day.
Going back to the airport?
Yeah, I'm back at the airport.
Just waiting.
Fucking sucker.
Did you pick her up at the airport?
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, were the parents there again?
No.
Just you?
Yeah.
Just me.
You'd...
Oh, like that's an achievement, end. Not yeah. an inappropriate.
Yeah, so you stayed together for the year or you just kind of chatted and then...
No, we... look, it was, you know, all bets are off, but, you know, miss you.
Yeah, totally. Well, see what happens in a situation. Year.
You for talk her. A lot, you know, and you want to know it. Tell me everything. You know,
tell me situation. Everything except one particular thing.
Yeah, no, did she tell you that? No, we did, yeah. Anyway.
At the chat.
Yeah, it was... I mean, I don't recommend it. Ignorance is bliss, I think you're fine.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would have not.
Oh, big time chick, yeah. Let sleeping dogs lie, bro, you know what I mean? No winners there, if you know what I mean. Anyway.
And then did you see the parents again? Like, what?
Later on, yeah, we dated for like 6 years.
They're like,
after that,
fuck, right. We didn't think we'd see you again.
Yeah, they would have been like, wow.
Serious? God, defied the odds. Yeah, he's coming back. Yeah,
the Terminal forsook himself.
Terminal forsook.
Oh, that's awesome. Because she never saw it, but the parents did. Yeah.
And they wouldn't tell her, but they'd fucking tell their friends.
He's so grown up, and they're like, well.
They're on a family holiday, plane flies over, they're like, triggered. You're going to cry, are you, mate? No.
Terminal forsook.
Oh, my God.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, anyway. Well, you don't cry anymore.
No.
Yeah, good.
Nothing
good,
to cry about, mate. Build up that shell. Don't let anyone in. Keep building up walls, mate. You build them up and you're fine. You lock it in.
You're like Victoria.
You bottle it up, you close the borders, and you let the virus run through your heart, mate.
But you don't tell a soul.
Don't spread it. You don't spread it. You bury it up. You don't get tested. You live with it, mate.
You feel you've got it.
Yeah.
You know you've got it.
You know. Deep down you know. But you're like, I don't want to add to the numbers. They got enough issues as it is. I'll just sit it out. I'll just stay in my room alone and bottle it up. That's good stuff. We got a hot one.
Yes. Yeah, life's good though. So.
Yeah, life's good. Hey, life's good. Fuck off, Mrs. Maroney.
That is classic. Had no clue what to say.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Some suburbs are in extreme lockdown as well. Deep in your heart, there's other areas that are more locked down than others. Yeah. We don't talk at all about those. I'll talk about the borders being closed, but we're not talking about Brunswick West.
As soon as this is over, it's like, yep, that's the only health crisis. I don't want to look into any other health issues that could be ravaging this country.
All done. All good. All good.
Sorted.
We're all good now.
Apparently COVID affects men worse than women. Are there any other kind of health things that affect men? Nope.
Nah.
Let's not look into that.
Nah. Let's have another few beers.
Done.
Let's just get back to the pub and lock up.
Exactly.
You want to keep going?
Oh, yeah. Not much to look forward to in my end, mate. This is going to be my little glimmer of excitement before we all go back to the dirt. We'll go back to the muck that is Melbourne, mate.
You must be like a soldier who returns home for a few weeks before having to go back to the front line.
Yeah.
Totally. Are the gigs going to be done?
I did two tours. Well...
It's not clear.
They should be, really.
Yeah,
if these
probably.
People can't leave a housing commission, there's no point in them popping into Cooper's for a bit of a laugh.
The laugh should come to them.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, we send comedy around.
I'm trying to book acts and they are not keen.
Yeah, for the,
oh, come
the
on,
tower
guys.
Gig.
No, $20.
Come on, Valvo, it'll be all right with your drink cards.
Yeah.
Come on, get in there. It's fine. Fine. I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
After you.
I wouldn't do anything that you wouldn't do.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so do it and gear. Tell me how it goes.
My gear just probably wouldn't work there. But you would be great for it.
Yeah.
You'd kill there.
Exactly.
Yeah, get in and just do it.
Just fucking get up there, mate.
Get up
13th
there.
Floor, the lift's broken.
Mate,
just walk up.
A gig,
walk up.
Good bit of time.
Yeah, we're not, and you're not
the
getting paid because you're not hosting
the
this
audience
time.
Audience aren't going anywhere.
That's true.
They'll probably enjoy it.
You still get workouts? Yeah. Yeah, they went to the bathroom. Yeah.
They jumped out the window.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's those two health crises again.
Yeah. They start rioting.
Yeah.
The cops. The cops on the level's fine. This guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you from, mate?
Right here.
Criticism heaped on the police for letting you in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Another example of being fucking useless.
Yeah. Defund the police because they're giving
you're a young comedian a shot.
Exactly.
Oh, well. What a treat. Thanks for having me, boys.
No worries. Anytime. Thanks for coming.
You know, anytime you want to risk the whole stage.
That's it. Oh, it was worth it. I think we can all say.
Absolutely.
For Terminal 4 Sook, I think I would put all sorts of health things on the line. I reckon.
It's not a bad show now, to be honest. Terminal 4 Sook.
It's fantastic, actually.
Thanks, boys. Well, we've all got something out of it. I'll be sure to see it at the Melbourne Not International Comedy Festival next year.
Exactly,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Totally.
We'll have it sorted out by then.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Oh, Victoria.
Yeah, I'll make sure, mate. I'll do so many gigs by then.
That's it. The more gigs you do, the better it'll be, and the quicker it'll be over. Spread
it to the other suburbs.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, don't keep it isolated.
I would. Well, I spread joy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's it.
And heaps of other stuff. But yeah.
Very similar symptoms to coronavirus, but
I'm a super joy.
Bit short of breath, mate, after that big laugh.
Joy. Yeah. That'll be it. That'll be joy. Man. What you're feeling are symptoms of happiness.
Yeah.
You're loving it.
Raspy throat, probably from laughing heaps.
Yeah, these people are. I'm killing these. They will just end up in hospital after because I'm so funny. That's go to hospital after. Who would have picked it? Who would have bloody?
Bit of a temperature.
It?
Yeah, it's hot under these lights. Yeah. I feel you.
I feel you, mate. I'm sweating up a storm here, mate. I've put in a massive spotlight in someone's unit.
Exactly. Yeah. Doesn't feel right without it.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate an intro if one of you guys wants to bring me on.
Yeah. It's weird to just start, it's hard to start. Yeah.
These gigs are a bit weird.
Fuck, get the neighbour, he can bring me on.
Can you
that'll
play
be
a sting or something?
He starts introing you, boom!
Yeah.
It's like you haven't even researched my credits.
Yeah, no, Channel 31.
Channel
31,
Channel 31, Melbourne Comedy Festival, make sure you say that.
Splendour in the Grass.
Yeah. Famous characters.
Yeah, just I do characters, I do stand-up, I do crowd work.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, fucking do it, mate.
You don't have to. Why would I say them all for you not to say them?
Yeah, yeah. It's just for you to know them, not for the crowd. Yeah. Oh, the crowd that's absolutely begging for it out there.
Gagging for it.
Not yet. One of them's in the bathroom.
This next guy is one of my best friends. Oh,
what?
You can say that if you want to.
You wish.
Those are my credits.
Who are you, mate? If you're saying, if the only credit is I'm your best friend, what are your credits?
I've got famous friends. Some of them do radio.
That's it.
Who the fuck?
One of them is about to go out with Liz Cambridge. Yeah. I actually know that almost
Raya?
A fact.
As if you would get on Raya.
You're not even close.
You're dreaming, mate.
You look disgusting.
I can't even get on there.
Yeah.
That's crazy that I can't.
And do you know how much I beg?
I just read you my credits. I can't get on there.
That's it.
What chance do you think you have to fucking meet Liz Cambridge on Raya, mate?
Exactly.
I fucking do the intro. Jesus the intro. Christ. Don't I'm sick of these kids.
The family of four have heard all of this over the mic.
Yeah.
They're like, when does this end?
Yeah. I'm doing an hour. I got paid for an hour. I'll do an hour.
It's okay if you just want to call it and don't do it.
No, it's called professionalism. Right.
The one guy that sticks to top.
You're like, level 8 is always a fucking hassle.
Oh, my God. Saying that to the bloke.
Exactly.
Now, was it? You know, level 8 is never good.
Level 8 on a Tuesday. Terrible.
Yeah, 4 in.
Yeah. God, where are you? Oh, 14 tonight. Oh, God, so lucky.
Oh, they're hot. They're really hot.
Their
temperature's bad. They're hot.
No, bad crowd. They've got it.
No, they're really hot. They're overheating. They're hot.
Maybe tell one of these cops, mate. They're fucked. Yeah, they're not in a good way.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, got to get in there.
Yeah, get in there. Good luck, mate.
A gig.
Yeah, just autopilot through it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I've got a few bad gig stories, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. Down the corridor. Sick as a dog. Open mouth kiss.
The show must go on.
Just so sick by the end of it. Killed over.
I think I got the festival flu. I'm doing 4 gigs a night.
It's not a festival.
It's not a festival for me.
It's just you, mate. It's just you.
Everyone gets a bit of a tickle this time of the year.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. Oh, I've lost my voice. Done heaps of shows.
Down at the cops at the bottom, up, trying to hang out. Yes, man, afterwards, yeah, everyone's always looking over your shoulder at someone who's.
Should we get here, little sister, or what? Oh, they're all close. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're all close. All right. Well, we'll see you. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, be back.
Please don't come back. We don't need this.
22 nights in a row. Yeah, festival. Yeah, it's crazy.
Hard to unwind after a few shows. That's
one for every floor.
Yeah.
22 floors. The most unnecessary government initiative. It's in the paper every day. Stop it. You're like, I wish I could.
Failure after failure from the Andrews
government. Exactly. His new move is truly the most ridiculous yet. Those big ears, and he mustn't be able to hear the comedy.
You've got quotes on your poster? Dangerous.
Killer.
Sexy? That one was actually made up by me.
Yeah. Hey, Huey starts rooting in there as well.
Mum says I'm sexy.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than the security guard room is the comedian starts fucking the people in quarantine.
Why was he in there?
What is the third wave sign? A comedian fucked someone in lockdown. Why was he there? Well, Danny Andrews thought they needed a laugh.
Cultural.
Why did they get this guy?
Not funny. Shit, rude. The woman was furious. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. Oh, yeah. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away.